It's just gone midday on Sunday the 28th of January, and it's the beginning of Resonance FM 104.4's broadcast day. I'm delighted to say we're broadcasting live from Bagwell's Fish Stall, just off the Sidmouth Beach in East Devon. It's a little delightful area of Sidmouth called the Ham.
We're coming to you live today from the Forbidden City, right in the middle of Beijing.
Coming live from Sirius in the constellation of Canis Major, that's just 8.6 light years away.
What's ahead? Well, in your radio box, I have such delights.
Today we reveal for the first time the American Defense Department's response to Public Enemy's Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos.
We'll be listening to music by Nightmares on Wax, Morning Wood, and Captain Zet. But first, what's gone before?
What has gone before?
It's not about Ray Charles, but photographer Man Ray and asserting he was black, which he wasn't. But this was the 80s and all sorts of people were black back then. Shakespeare, Mariah Carey, Ireland, Californian Raisins.
Chiptrick Surrender. Alex, can you talk us through what's going on in that song?
Yes, Tom. Well, the reason I love that song is because it kind of turns rock and roll perspective right round in on itself, in that rather than telling you to rebel against your parents, this song is saying, actually, they can offer you some really quite useful advice.
Given that it's about a teenager walking in on his parents shagging, what kind of advice were you thinking?
Do not disturb on the door.
Well, as Tom, you say, the turning point in the song actually turns back in on itself and becomes a reflection on rock and roll itself, because Mummy and Daddy are rock and rolling, literally on the couch. They're rolling numbers, and to the great dismay of the subject of the song, they've got his Kiss records out. So this is music for everyone, and it's music that tells you the wrong message too.
So the what he thought was his own personal music, the sudden universality of it, or at least the parentality of it, is a bit of a shocker.
Yes, that's right. And if you like, after this point, rock and roll becomes something completely different.
This track changed rock and roll. Oh, for him, in the song.
Yes, it's a change that's always there. He just has to change his perspective. He has to surrender but not give himself away.
But this track still has time to change rock and roll.
Well, any track has time to change rock and roll.
Well, every track does change rock and roll, and that's the nature of how it works as an art form.
Heavy.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, nom 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 nom! It's bacon!
No, it's Bacon Strips, brand dog snack from Purina. Bacon Strips. Dogs don't know it's not bacon.
It's bacon!
That was incredible.
Well, yeah, and it reminded me of a lot of actual people I know, which I think...
I don't.
Do dogs actually eat bacon?
Oh, I said to my mum, well, did you eat anything funny when you were pregnant with me? And it turned out my mum would eat the dog's dry biscuits, Winalot biscuits. So, of course, I thought this was the best thing ever. Dived into the packet of Winalot biscuits, and I seem to remember that they were quite nice.
The way to think about a pantheon is to think about it, it's a bit like a business, or it's like the boardroom or the board of directors of a business. The five main directors that we know most about were Osiris, Isis, Set, Horus, and Nephthys. Osiris and Isis were married, Set and Nephthys were married. They were all brothers and sisters.
Was the other one gay? Is there a reason why certain cultures, I mean, went for pantheism, as you say, this sort of company-like structure, rather than, you know, later when we get into monotheisms with your single, all-knowing, ever-loving God? Is there a reason for that, do you think?
I think pantheons are a really important and useful thing. And
so why don't we have them anymore?
Well, we do have them, but we have them in much more everyday popular usage.
That
a lot
brother.
Of our popular culture, rock bands, superhero comics, just the way we think about films and TV is to do with putting together teams of collective creativity.
The last thing that I have to do is announce the new number one on the illegal download charts.
Japanese all-girl pop group called Mummy the Peep Show.
The Jam's Eaton Rifles.
In fact, it's by Enflow Loves Melody and Ryohei Yamamoto. It's called Miss You.
This is Hip Hip by Hurrah.
DJ Format with the hit song.
Dragonette's Competition.
This is Ray Charles.
The fantastic plus 24 version of Male Stripper by Man to Man, featuring Man Parrish.